Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden. Thanks for listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily podcast. Here's what's happening today, Thursday, the 29th of October. First, who calls the shots, deciding what you see on your social media timeline, and is it biased? That's what US senators asked during a 3.5-hour grilling of the bosses running Facebook, Twitter, and Google yesterday. This is what Twitter founder Jack Dorsey had to say.
We realize we need to earn trust more. We realize that more accountability is needed to show our intentions and to show the outcomes.
Thank you, Senator.
So I hear the concerns and acknowledge them, but we want to fix it with more transparency.
At the moment, tech companies cannot be sued over what their users post in the US or the decisions they make about what to leave online and what to remove. Some politicians are worried this encourages censorship and misinformation, and says the US law protecting firms, called Section 230, needs reviewing. Staying with Facebook, the social network is being sued for failing to protect users' personal data in the Cambridge Analytica breach. The scandal involved harvested Facebook data of 87 million people being used for advertising during elections. Mass legal action is also being launched against Facebook for misuse of information from almost 1 million users in England and Wales. The group taking action, Facebook You Owe Us, follows a similar mass lawsuit against Google. However, Facebook has said it has not yet received any documents regarding the claim. Now to cybersecurity. The FBI has issued a warning to hospitals saying they are at risk of ransomware attacks by hackers. While healthcare providers have seen their resources stretched to the limit by the pandemic, now the IT departments have been warned to be on alert for cybercriminals trying to breach their firewalls. The FBI said agents had received a, quote, credible threat to hospitals. It would be the latest such cyber attack and follows the 2017 WannaCry incident, where victims included Britain's NHS, with computers locked up and criminals demanding payment in Bitcoin to unencrypt files. If you're enjoying this episode of Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Must be lonely up there on Mars, and especially if you're a slowly dying robot clogged up with Martian mud after your research mission ends.
Who could say where I call home? Is it where the red dye is frozen right to my toes?
Now New York-based singer-songwriter Foxanne has imagined the last days of NASA's Opportunity rover as it slowly fades away on the red planet.
My bad.
NASA lost contact with the Opportunity rover in 2018 and declared the wheeled droid dead last year. Staying in space, a new ocean mapping satellite will track how climate change affects rising sea levels. The mission is part of a joint research project between NASA, the European Space Agency, and US meteorological bodies. The satellite, called Sentinel-6, includes a high-precision altimeter that can measure changes in the height of the ocean's surface to an accuracy of just 2 centimeters. That's 3/4 of an inch. Sentinel-6 is due to launch on the 10th of November, attached to a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida. Yesterday, we heard from John Sahelin, the writer behind a new live-action game for Halloween called Screamfest 4: The Kraken's Revenge. You may not be familiar with this title, but I'm sure you will have heard of the other series he wrote for many years, Grand Theft Auto. But how'd all those years devising murderous rampages, drug deals and bank heists affect you getting a good night's sleep? This is what he said.
I was having dreams of Molotov cocktails getting exploded in my head, dreams of AK-47 fire. I had days and weeks and months and years of voiceover sessions populating the town and whatnot. You know, you hear their tormented screams for a few years and then you're like, oh, okay. So I kind of balanced my karma a bit and moved to Nickelodeon, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the exact polar opposite.
And as part of the interview, we also thought it would be interesting to hear about his thoughts on how dramatic depictions of apocalyptic scenes had changed as a result of the global pandemic.
I think it all started with that iconic shot back in 1994 in Independence Day, that alien invasion movie where that laser blast goes through the White House and just obliterates it. And ever since, like, us as a culture have really been into seeing end times in a fun way. And I think we were into seeing end times because we were so far removed from end times. We were, you know, and now it's getting really scary.
Finally, if you're applying for a loan at a certain British bank, your request will now be vetted by robots instead of a human being. NatWest says its managers have deployed online bots after being flooded with loan requests from businesses struggling with the financial fallout of COVID-19. The company said that the bots allow them to process a, quote, much higher volume of applications than usual due to what they described as a, quote, massive volume of requests for loans in the recent months. You're up to date. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe and make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.